Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of This Black Girl Podcast. It is your host, your girl, Lola, aka Ola.Miss.Lola without the H. You can find me on Instagram. You can find the page here at This Black Girl Podcast on Instagram. Shoutouts to the lovely support group, the community that's slowly growing. I'm accompanied by the lovely Mr.
Hello.
How are you this week?
I am so tired today.
Bro.
Get ready for some out-of-pocket business this podcast, because we're going to Loopy Town.
That's you. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I'm exhausted too. We've had a pretty long day already, and we're still here recording
for you.
Right? Right? Despite the fatigue, despite the delirium, the content still coming, because we appreciate you every week tuning in, carving out, you know, a good 30 to 45 minutes of your day to just hear us chat and fafas. So we appreciate you.
Yeah, literally podcasting within an inch of my life right now. Not actually.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but I want to talk to you about boundaries.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about boundaries. Okay. We don't always leave the house, y'all. I'm not sure if you could tell. Due to certain circumstances, leaving the house is not always my first priority and or desire. But when I do, it's usually a good time. It's usually, you know, fun time all around. And as you know, it's summer, so hashtag we outside. We went outside. We had a good time. Ton up, whatever. But it had me thinking, like, because, like, I don't know. I feel like when you're out with, like, either randoms, sometimes you make fast friends and you're, like, and you're all buddy-buddy. Or sometimes you're out with certain groups of friends that can, like, act maybe a little out of pocket when they have, like, a drink or two, or a blunt or two, or a restroom or two, or whatever it is. And, like, may want to push you to do something that's outside of your comfort zone. And, like, I don't know. I'm a chill-ass bitch. So, like, if y'all want to do your business, that's your business. And if I want to do something, that's my own business. But, like, one thing I will say that I enjoyed seeing, that I saw at least, was the lack of peer pressure when we were out. Like, literally, I think somebody was, like, going to smoke something. And they're like, oh, do you want to smoke too? And they're like, I don't know if I should. And they're like, oh, that's fine. No pressure. And I was like, I love this. What? Like, oh, I was totally here for the lack of peer pressure.
I mean, drugs are a personal choice. I've been saying that for years.
It is. But when you're out with certain people, sometimes you don't feel like it's a personal choice.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like, oh, you have to smoke. My biggest pet fucking peeve is being told, oh, you don't want to drink, you don't want to smoke, you don't want to do whatever, you're boring. I, like, when I say it gets under my skin, it pisses me off so much, because I'm like, look, and no shade to anybody who, like, enjoys drinking, who enjoys smoking, like, it's lit, like, do what you gotta do. But if y'all gotta drink or smoke just to have fun, that's a deeper root problem. And I will say that with my whole chest. There's something deeper underneath there.
I mean, Beyonce told me she doesn't need drugs. So if she doesn't need drugs, why do you need drugs?
Right?
That's a question you should really ask yourself.
Right? Trust me, my girl's high on love. She already said that. But, and I don't say that to drag people, because I know some people just like to have a drink, or, you know, people like to smoke and to add to the vibes, you know, to kind of marinate in the vibes and to, I don't want to say add to the occasion, but for them, it's in addition to whatever they got going on. But, like,
yeah, and, like, honestly, yeah. Some people, like, this is me included, like, some people like the feeling. I just like feeling high. It's nice.
Yeah, yeah. And it's fine, but, like, for me, it's kind of, like, it's fine, because, like, I'm not going to act like I've never had a drink before, or I've never smoked before. Are you mad? But, like, I feel like if it gets out of hand, like, if literally you having a good time hinges upon you like, drinking and being drunk or smoking and being high, like, that's genuinely a problem. At least to me.
I mean, yeah, I definitely think it's a problem, too. It's like, you don't want to be totally reliant on something, right? Because then it's like, think about all the times you're blocking your blessing when you could have been having a good time, but you can't because you don't have a drink, you don't have a smoke, you don't have whatever.
Yeah, like, I just think that is just so... It's peculiar to me. I don't want to call it weird. I don't want to yuck nobody's yum, but, like, if you have to have an altering substance in order to feel, like, happiness... or joy, or, you know, some type of positive feeling in a social setting, that's weird. Like, sorry to say that it's weird, but, like, that to me, at least, is not normal.
Yeah, I get what you mean. It's like, I can kind of understand you wanting to just, like, lay in bed and be high all the time if you're just, like, in a not great spot, you don't like your job, all this kind of other stuff. Like, I get, like, the escapism, you know? Like, oh, I don't want to be here, so I'm going to, like, psychonaut out.
Oh, but yeah, like, for sure.
Why do you want to do that when you're out with your friends?
Well, that's my point. That's my point. Like, at least for me, and I guess, like, everybody's purpose is different, but, like, for me, it's, like, we'll stick to weed for this specific thing. Because, like, when I would drinking, like, if anything, I would feel, I don't want to say less in control, but, like, if I'm loud, I'm louder. If I'm hype, I'm hyper. So it, like, enhances stuff. But, like, when it came to, like, weed, I guess, it was more taking the edge off.
Yeah.
So if I was upset, it would take the edge off of that. If I was stressed, it'd take the edge off of that. If I was, you know, pissed, it would take the edge off of that. So it's just kind of like, if I'm out and I'm out with people that I like and I enjoy, why would I want to take the edge off of that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Like, I can understand... sorry, and relate slightly if you're in a situation where you don't know a lot of people, you're maybe, again, socially anxious and uncomfortable. I can understand wanting to take the edge off of that, but, like, anything beyond that is just it doesn't connect with my brain.
Yeah, I do understand what you mean. It's like, you don't want to get into this, like, negative space with it, right? Where it's like, you want to take it so that, like, it adds something to your night, adds something to your time.
Yeah.
Not that, like, you don't have it and so you feel like something's been taken away.
Yeah, like my whole thing is, there's nothing wrong with you, with anybody, wanting to, like, drink, smoke, do drugs, do whatever. But, like, if it has to be a constant of that, then I question it. Because, like, my whole thing is, like, if you should be able to have a good time with people you enjoy spending time with without having to be on drugs.
Yeah, get ready for dad mode. Everything in moderation. I know, really? A lot of people don't want to hear it, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, actually. Well, yeah, like, know your limits. Stay within it. Because that's the other thing I can't stand. Messy. Like, and I just mean from my own experience, because I would go out partying with girls. I wouldn't always go out partying with guys. Just because partying with men, for the most part, have always had, like, a violent-ish endgame for me. But, like, going out with girls, I hate going out with messy girls. I hate going out with messy girls that can't hold their liquor, have to go puke in the bathroom... can't walk, you have to walk them everywhere, they're stumbling over, they're making out with some random, you have to pull them off so they don't get, like, sexually assaulted. Like, it's just, ugh. I don't go out to be a babysitter. I can stay home and literally do that.
Like, I was gonna say, I feel the worst, because there's always one person in the group who's, like, the designated babysitter, and I hate it, because it's like, bro, the worst is you go out when you see that group of girls, or you see them, you're out with them, yeah. And you realize that, like, none of them are the babysitter, and they're all just wild out here. It's just like, listen, like, if you're, I understand, I don't even judge you that much if you're, like, at a house party with, like, six or seven friends, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, oh, whatever, you know, maybe, like, a larger circle of friends with just, like, people.
Yeah.
And you're out there getting white girl wasted. But, like, why would you ever get white girl wasted at a bar? Why would you ever get white girl wasted at a club?
Honestly, though, even, like, at a house party, I low-key judge it a little bit.
I understand it more.
If it's not your house. if it's not your
house. Nah, if it's your friend's house, it's fine. Mi casa es tu casa. Like, if you're good friends with them or whatever, then exceptions are off. But I'm just saying me.
I could make exceptions if, like, you're crashing. Like, I feel weird about it if you literally plan on leaving their house at the end of the night. Like, if you're going to actually stay over, be there the next day in panties and t-shirts making pancakes, then, like, sure. Have fun. Do your thing.
Yeah.
Do your thing. Just make sure if you puke, clean it up. Whatever. But, like, if you're actually going to leave afterwards, I think that's weird. I think
that's that's whatever. I'm just saying it's more understandable than getting drunk, that kind of drunk at the bar.
In a public setting, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely, for fucking sure.
Like, you're literally getting yourself to the point that, like, even generic strangers have to take care of you.
Okay, but, like, I don't know. It is weird. Like, that whole scene, it confuses and perplexes me. Because, like, you know, there's the getting trash beyond control. You know, there's the messiness. There's the all of a sudden you drink enough, you become a quote-unquote queer-baiting lesbian. Bro, like, the story we heard the other day was wild. Made no sense. I don't know if you want to go into full context. Well, no, we don't need to go into full context. It's none of y'all business. But, I don't know. I feel like if you can't control, like, yourself, like, if you couldn't do what you're doing, sober, you have no business doing it when you're drunk. That's my thing. That's my rule. If you can't say it with your chest sober, you have no business saying it at all. Or doing it at all. If I'm going to use me for an example. I have a posterior. A very prominent posterior. No BBL required. If you understand, catch my drift, okay? I'm so used to people poking, prodding, looking, making comments about my ass that it literally is water off of a duck's back. Like
a penny off them cheeks.
Yeah.
Just bounces away. Like,
it's no big deal for me. Does that mean that that's something you're always going to make a constant comment at? It gets old pretty fast. But, again, it's something that is whatever. And, like, when we were out, I didn't even catch it. You caught the comment.
Yeah, I did.
That somebody made about my ass. And I didn't think twice about it because I was on my own trip trying to figure out my own shit. And you caught it, and you're just like, yeah, but that's mine. And, like, had, like, a little, like, protective moment, which I thought was really funny.
I mean, honestly, for me, it's just like, listen, I understand that this comment was coming from a girl, but for me, it's just like, that's just a weird double standard. Like, I'm sorry, guys. If you think that another girl can't come in and steal your girl, you got another thing coming. You have not been on the internet enough. You have not been down Church Street enough. You have not been at your local Pride.
No, I disagree with that. That means, you don't trust me? You think homegirl was going to swoop in and take me from you?
I mean, not you, baby, but these other girls out there. I don't know about
that. I'm not these other girls.
Yeah, I know, but you also wouldn't go around doing all this kind of out-of-pocket stuff to other girls.
No.
Would you?
If I'm making a compliment, I'll compliment somebody and be like, oh, cheeks look cute. But, like, necessarily in a way that, like, I'm trying to, like, low-key be like, can I grab some?
listen, she made a comment or whatever, but honestly, it was, like, a 1 centimeter out of pocket. For all of our American friends, that's like, what, like, a quarter of an inch out of pocket?
You're so silly.
Something like that. It was a little out of pocket, and it was just like, okay, all right, I understand that you literally just hit on my girl right in front of me when I'm right in front of her. But I understand you're drunk and this is a party, so we're friends, so it's fine.
But I feel like when you make a comment like that, that's not hitting on, in my opinion. I feel like it's like a weird compliment, if anything.
It definitely exactly is. It's like a flirty compliment. But flirty means you're flirting.
I guess, maybe.
I'm just like, listen, I'm not saying it's like, listen, there's obviously extremes. She's like 2% flirting, 3% flirting. I'm not going to go off on somebody for that. When they're clearly not even 100% committed.
I mean, I guess, because, like...
I like making flirty comments, too. It's what it is. It can be fun.
Yeah. But there's not necessarily intention behind it.
I mean, I'm not gonna take it on. If you do it all the time, and, like, all the time when I'm there, then maybe it's something. But that just proves that, like, on its own, it's something.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, in the context of when you do it, and it's whatever, and it's friends, and, you know, there's lots of situational cues that make it... that disarm the situation. But that doesn't mean that, like, generically in a vacuum... it's not a situation.
I don't know. There's too much nuance to it and all of that.
To me, it's just weird that there'll be things like this will happen, and it's like, okay, your girl is walking by, other girls there, literally can say like some heinous stuff to your girl. It's all good. You switch the gender and you make it a guy. Fisticuffs are ready to come out.
Well, I was about to ask. Would you have felt differently if it was one of the guys at the outing that we were there and was like, whoa, like, look at all that ass or whatever was said.
I would have probably clapped back the same way and not have necessarily dropped into it the same way.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like, I wouldn't necessarily get into it, like you said, like, it's some kind of weird compliment. They're trying to be flirty. People are drunk.
Yeah.
Whatever awkward things can happen when people are drunk, it's all good. I'm not going to chase after somebody for that.
Right.
But also, like, I'm also not going to do nothing when a girl does it.
Right.
Because to me, it's like, if, like, it's just the double standard is wild. It's like, is it serious or is it not serious? Like, for me, it's not that serious in both cases. Uh-huh. But it is a little serious in both cases.
I don't know, maybe, I guess I'm a victim of the double standard because, like, I've not always taken that, like, super serious. Because, like, I've been flirted with by both, like, women and men.
Same.
And, you know, and I've been hit on by both women and men. So, like, I don't know, I feel like the vibes are a little different, because, like, I don't know, with the female friends that I have, or at least that I used to spend a lot of, like, my social going out kind of time with or whatever, like, we have that weird closeness where, like, we'll be like, oh my gosh, like, you look so pretty, or, like, we're changing in front of each other and be like, oh, your boobs look great. Oh, my God, your ass looks fabulous. And, like, playfully smacking each other's butts, like, like, you know, and it's not necessarily any type of, like, oh, I want to get into that box. Like,
that's exactly what I was going to say, though. It's like, okay, so basically what you're telling me is that, like, you and your girlfriends also go into the locker room, get changed in front of each other, and slap each other's asses, no homo. Sure, whatever. Like, whatever. Okay, you do locker room shit. Okay, cool. Like, but the difference is, like, guys will do that too.
Yeah.
And guys will be very concerned about not being gay.
Yeah.
And it's not gay because, again, they're friends. It's whatever. There's not a sexual attraction involved.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, like, I know people that'll be like, yeah, I'm, like, hardcore bi. I don't want to say and then go into pan, but, like,
yeah.
They're like, I'll, you know, whatever. I'm super into everybody. I'll go with, I'll do it with whatever. I don't care. I take all comers. They're cute. They can get some.
Right.
And then they see him making out with another girl, and it's just like, oh, okay, well, it's not a big deal. And it's like, bro, they literally just told you that if you weren't here, this could have been their wife.
But like, here's the thing. No, but here, okay, this is where I'm conflicted, because it's like, you're dictating one person's intention. You're not dictating the other person's intention. Because, like, yes, you know, consent is two parties, you know, agreeing to do a particular thing. Just because somebody, for example, will, like, I don't know, grab a tit or make out with another person of the same sex doesn't necessarily mean that, like, oh, they would, and like, they would date, they would, you know, hook up and have sex with each other, they would be in a committed, like, it doesn't mean any of that kind of stuff.
I feel like if you're going out here and you're doing this kind of stuff and you're trying to seek this kind of attention or whatever, then let's be real. The possibility is there. Maybe you're not there willing to admit it. Maybe you're not there yet. Maybe you won't ever get there. But the possibility is there.
I think it's very
like I'm sorry, if you could be sexually attracted to someone, I personally believe you can be romantically attracted to them.
I disagree.
That's just how I'm feeling right now. And I understand demisexual people are a thing or whatever.
Yeah.
But even then, it's like, okay, well then you could form a friendship with a person of the same sex or whatever, and then get in a relationship with them. Like, it's not, again, there's like no. To me, the thing about it is, I hear what you're saying about consenting adults being consenting adults, and mm-hmm. If that's what people want to do, that's what people want to do, whatever, okay? You're not hurting anybody. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm right. A very live and let live kind of person.
Yeah.
But my problem is like, are you really consenting if you have a double standard? Like, if you think that there's no, if you're sitting here and you're like, oh, there's no possibility this girl would do this and this because it's another girl, but really, in reality, she would. Because it turns out she's bi or whatever, and it turns out that she could have a relationship with this person. Are you really consenting? Like, no. Like, you can't consent to a contract you don't know all the parts of. And if you're sitting here, because I'm not saying it's not your own fault. Like, if you're ignorant and you want to be ignorant about it, okay, whatever, you're ignorant about it. But at the same time, like, that doesn't mean that I also think they're consenting.
I can understand if you're not getting the full information and you're being misled into a situation and being okay thinking it's one thing when it's actually another. That's definitely a problem. But, like, I don't like the thought that just because you are able to do one thing with someone doesn't mean that you're automatically attracted. You're automatically going to be with someone. Like, think of porn stars, people who have sex with other people for a living. They, like, literally they have sex. Like, their genitals meet and they bump uglies, not just making out, touching it, like, literally straight up intercourse. That does not mean, and, like, they're able to, at the end of the day, walk away from it, wash, like,
yeah, and if you that's, know, and if call you, it a day, and if whatever. You think you and your partner are capable of that, all the more power to you. But what, like, I'm saying, yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, this is, this, like, are you getting pool sharked out here in the dating life? Because it's, like, you come in here thinking that this person's one way and has this kind of stuff going for them. But then it turns out in the back pocket, they secretly were experts all along. And it turns out in the back pocket, this person secretly could have been romantically involved with the woman all along. And so, that's the thing for me is just like, I'm not saying that it has to be a one-to-one case or whatever.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, you can't go into this conversation bumping around with double standards, acting like it doesn't account just because they're the same gender. And then really seriously do this kind of analysis to make sure that this isn't the case. Like, one definitely follows the other to me. Like, you can't.
Yeah. Because I remember, like, when we were out, I jokingly made a comment saying, like, oh, this person's my wife now.
You,
like,
guys are,
they
wifed
belong
up.
To me. We're wifed up. We're
and this is how you know I practice what I preach. My response was like, I simp for you, baby, but I do not simp that hard.
Yeah.
That I'm going to let you be in a one-sided open relationship. Like, that's not happening.
Yeah. But, like, I obviously was not serious and, like, had no intention of that. I just meant in sense of, like, friendship and, like, like having a closeness, not that kind of closeness, but, like, yeah. You know, having a friendship, a bond, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay. So long story short, you're saying, like, if I got drunk, like, drunk to the point that I did not know my foot from my knee, from my ear, and I made out with somebody, I'll say a girl just to for practical reasons, because I already know clearly if I made out with another man, that would be an issue. But if I were to also make out with a girl, that would be considered cheating for you.
You could make out with a non-binary person, I'd still consider it cheating.
I mean, of course, it's a whole other being,
but
right?
Yeah, for me, like, honestly, like, even if you were, like, super wasted,
yeah.
Like, this would be a time where we knock on and get some couples therapy. Because, like, I'm sorry, for me personally, it's like, if you're out here and you're drunk or whatever, the thing that would be nagging me in the back of my head would still be, what is it, drunken actions or sober thoughts?
Yeah.
So it's just like, is this kind of what you, I wouldn't.
This is what you've always wanted?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I personally wouldn't be able to get over it. Like, I personally would be like, does she even want to be in this relationship anymore? Because, like, whatever. Like, yeah. I'm just saying, I could see myself, I care a lot about you, baby.
Yeah, so, it would make you very insecure.
Yeah, it would make me really insecure to the point that I know I would need some outside mediator to come in and to, like, fix the situation.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I wouldn't do that.
Good.
I
wouldn't. Wow. I love the intensity.
Good.
I'm sorry that I don't want to get my heart broken. What a crazy thing for me. Wow. No, never mind. Here you go. Take the knife. Put it between my ribs.
Stop, okay? Stop. Stop, stop, stop. Because you right now, if we're going to be talking about casual cheating, okay? We'll bring up the fact. And it's a non-issue in our situation because I feel like we've had a lot of conversation. But for general people, most people aren't friends with their exes. And you are friends with enough, okay? You are friendly with a lot of women. You have dated, kissed, done a lot of other things with that a normal woman in a normal relationship, not saying our relationship's is not normal, it's pretty normal, but like most standard other relationships would have a hard time getting past.
Literally being punished for being a gentleman here.
I'm not. I'm just saying, if we're talking about double standards and stuff, and I will say, like, it's kind of the same on both sides, because I'm still, I use loose quotes to say I'm friends with my ex, but that's because I have to co-parent with him. Well, if I did not have a child to deal with this person, gone.
I'm just saying, like, double standard. What do you mean? I wouldn't be upset. I wouldn't view it as weird or upset if somebody was friends with one of their exes, especially if they dated a long time ago, which is the case for a lot of mine.
I know, but I'm just saying, in terms of, like, when I consider what's the standard, it's like what I usually see in terms of a pulse of online and among my own personal friend group. I know very few girls that are still friends with their exes and have, like, a genuine platonic relationship. Like, literally super, super rare. Super, super rare. All of them who are quote-unquote friends with their exes have fucked them at one point or another.
I was born a unicorn, baby. I'm more than super rare. Mythic rare.
I'm just saying that would make people insecure. I was insecure at first, and it took a lot of self-reflection and, like, understanding and, like, having, I guess a confidence in myself and a reassurance in our relationship to know that, like, that's a non-factor.
I mean, the thing I'll say for me is that, like, what it really came down to and why I can be friends with a lot of my exes is because, like, a lot of times we recognize that, like, we weren't actually that good together. Yeah. And there's serious obstacles for why we didn't work out.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I don't know, I just don't think that, it's more so that, like, I feel like I can be friends with people because I feel like both parties are not that interested in going back to, like, where it was.
I know, but I'm just saying, you're saying it was a long time ago. One of them was not that long before you and I started getting to know one another. So, it left me very insecure, and it took a lot of work to grow out of it. And I've moved past it, so I'm happy, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm just letting you know, okay?
Okay, well,
Mr. Self-righteous.
I've been informed, I guess. I mean, I don't see why I still can't be self-righteous. There's no double standards here. I don't see them. Not in me.
Okay.
I'm just like, where is it?
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, you're talking to me like I'm being a hypocrite. And I'm like, where is it?
I'm just saying, okay? I'm saying it would be a, like, okay. The fact that it, like, let's say I would have done some, like, hypotheticals. I'm not planning on making out with nobody no time soon unless it's you. But, like, me making out with somebody on a fun, drunken night, loss of control, whatever, would be devastating and heartbreaking to you. I'm saying, like, knowing that your partner is still very close and friendly with their ex, like, on a friendly basis that, like, y'all hang out by yourselves and whatever, would, like, heartbreak somebody else. And it would make them very uncomfortable and it would hurt them. You're squinting your eye, but I'm being 1,000% honest. They would literally assume, okay, well, you're out with your ex. You're probably fucking them. And, you know, that's it. You can't change my mind.
I understand being uncomfortable, but I kind of feel like we're getting into some Minority Report shit where people are literally saying, like, I could feel you thinking about it, so I know that you were gonna.
No, I'm just saying, and like, that's it,
it's over.
Irrational thought is real. I'm just saying,
we're talking in one scenario about, like, oh, okay, maybe I think that you're messing around with somebody even though you're telling me not to, versus you definitively did in fact make out with somebody and did in fact do something. I'm just saying one of them is over the line and one of them is definitely before the line, even if you're uncomfortable and you're worried about your partner crossing it. And one, the line is crossed, and one, there it is not. And so, like, I don't think it's necessarily the same thing.
Okay, well, then what about emotional cheating? Because emotional cheating, you're not doing nothing per se, but, you know, there is a deep, intimate bond and connection that could be considered problematic. Emotional cheating is emotional, and emotional affairs are real.
I 100% agree.
So then how would you then define that?
What do you mean, how would I then define that?
I'm just saying, like, what would be considered an emotional affair for you?
That's tough to say. I don't know. Not being in it, I want to say that, like, I know it once we kind of cross the line, but I can't sit here and tell you where the line is for me just generically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say for me, where, because unfortunately I've experienced it, you know, when your partner kind of turns away from, like, having a relationship with you and, like, just those daily things. Hey, babe, how's your day? What'd you do? How would you eat? What's bothering you? Just us, like, you know how we always have our close casual conversations and our what ifs and our this and our, oh my gosh, can you believe this, blah blah blah. If that just kind of stops, or you notice they're having that kind of closeness with somebody else, like, I would, at least for me, if I notice that, like, all of a sudden you're texting Abigail and be like, oh, Abigail, I was so frustrated today and blah blah blah, and you're bringing them all your problems before you're bringing it to me, that's a problem.
Yeah, I was gonna, you know what? I was gonna say that I'm actually changing my answer, but a lot of people aren't gonna like it. And that's basically, like, whenever emotional cheating to me, I guess, would be like whenever one partner is kind of going behind the other partner's back or, like, not communicating with them mm-hmm. about, like, serious issues that they have within their own relationship.
Yeah.
And I know that, but here's the thing, though. I feel like a lot of people do that and would be like, well, that's not emotional cheating. And I'm kind of like, you should be communicating your issues like this with your partner first. Like, and, you know, obviously I'm not saying, like, oh, as soon as you mention anything first, it's not whatever. I get that sometimes it's like, hey, I'm having an issue with my partner, so I'm going to go talk to this other friend who's got, like, a grounded perspective so I can, like, run through how I want to communicate this with my partner later or whatever.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't be privy to certain kinds of information and, like, internal workings and stuff you're feeling more that so your than partner, your partner.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I agree. Like, if you're going to, like, I'm going to just use the generic term of girlfriends. If you're communicating with your girlfriends before you're communicating with your partner, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Like, and especially when, like, I don't know, outside of, like, red flags for, like, domestic issues and abuse, I don't want to be, like, girl, single girls say nothing, but, like, because everyone's relationships is different, but, like, stay in your lanes. That's all I'm going to say, stay in your lanes. Because, like, some girlfriends, no shade to y'all, I love y'all in each and every way, some of your advice is toxic as fuck. Toxic as fuck, man. Oh,
we were talking about double standards when it comes to, like, you know, girl on girl action.
Yeah,
bro, some of y'all girls have such double standards for men and you don't even realize it. Like, a lot of y'all don't even know how sexist you are. And that's why, like, sometimes especially this relationship advice stuff, just feels so fucking crazy and wild to me.
Bro, for sure. For sure. For sure. You know what somebody asked the other day? I think it was on the Extra Gravy podcast. And I thought it was a great question. And they're going to actually have on Donovan Obumbarasclaw, hopefully on the show sooner or later.
Chasing your coattails, they are.
Stop. But shouts out to Obumbarasclaw, my friend Donovan. Okay. They wanted to ask how he felt about the fact that some women who will have, like, you know, that gay best friend, that token gay best friend, you know, good Judy. But then when they want to disparage or, you know, disgrace a man and drape him down and belittle him, they will call him fucking gay. Saying, like, shit like that, you know, like really offensive shit and fucking homophobic shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hate it. Absolutely. I hate it.
I've had people who, like, care a lot about women's issues, are working careers, they're trying to take care of people.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. Literally, like, look me in the eyes after the whole Will Smith slap and be like, oh, well, he couldn't help it. Like, men are just violent in their nature. And I'm, like, looking at her, I'm, like, I'm hearing this, like, and my eyes are just going, like, totally screwed. Like, wait, what? really, I hear what you're saying. Like, really and truly, the disconnect that some of these people that some people have.
Yeah.
Where they're, like, totally fine and just being like, oh, it's totally fine in one situation, but then just speaking out of the total other side of their mouths.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy.
I will be tuning in when that episode drops because, like, I would love to have his insight. He has the most beautiful insight when it comes to, like, LGBT rights. And, like, the one thing I rate about him the most that I love is, like, when he advocates for, you know, queer and gay rights, it's everybody's. It's not just the G, you know? It's LGBTQI, like, everyone, especially trans. He advocates for trans rights so hard, and I rate it. I love it. Warms my heart. So if you're not following him, follow him on the TikToks, Obumbarasclaw, or also on Instagram, because we love him. He's a friend to the show. You have to show him love, period. But with that being said, so my question now is, because we have already established there's a double standard, it should, you know, that should not exist. Drunken making out is still cheating in our perspective. We wouldn't want it for each other.
Well, like, listen, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying that, like, listen, like, if you think that getting drunk and making out is not cheating for you guys' relationship and that doesn't cross a boundary for you guys, whatever.
Yeah, go for it. For us.
But if you're going to have the standard where one of you can go out and kiss people of the same gender and the other one can do nothing, I think that's kind of weird.
Well, I don't think it's about doing nothing. Because, like, let's say the other person's just not into the same gender. So then what's the other option? Making out with somebody of the opposite gender?
I mean, for me personally, as someone who's, like, kind of a gender abolitionist, like, yeah. That's really what it comes down to is, like, okay. There just isn't a difference to me.
Okay, so now my question is, let's say... you know, it's a Saturday night, we're out, we're having a good time, ton up, whatever. We see a friend of ours in the distance without their respective partner. And maybe they're in a corner with another person a little too close, maybe locking a lip or a tongue or two. Like, if you saw that, what would you do? Would you snitch? Would you call them out? Would you approach them? Would you hide? Like, what would you do?
I.
Yeah.
Would 100% snitch. But at the same time, yeah. I would approach them.
Ooh, you
and messy. And be like, hey, I'm gonna snitch.
Wow.
But already have snitched and planned to snitch.
Wow. You are just stating straight intentions.
Bro, because do you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because Jesus taught me good, golden rule. That's what I want someone to do for me.
I mean, that's fair.
That's what I want someone to do for me. So I'm not going to go around and treat people not treating them how I want to be treated.
Here's the thing. I'm messy. If I knew, if I seen somebody locking tongues and tonsils with somebody I know they should not be doing that with, I'm not gonna lie, I'm getting receipts. I'm taking a photo. I'm taking a video.
Yeah, I'm doing something too. Because you wanna know why? This is why when I'm saying like, oh, I'll tell them, but then to go whatever and still whatever. Like, because if I'm talking to my friend, my friend can convince me, because we're friends.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, my friend can lie to me, and I'd probably believe them, because we're friends. And why would I not listen and believe my friend?
Right.
So for me, it's like I kind of gotta get both friends, because I can't really be like, oh, I'm gonna be able to figure out whose word is what or whatever. That's not gonna, I don't trust myself with that.
Well, that's why I'm like, I'm saying, I'm getting receipts, I'm taking a video, I'm taking a photo. Actually, no, I'm taking video. I'm getting that shit in 4K, because I'm not trying to be gaslit by nobody's boo thing. Because that's the other thing, when you start disparaging or talking shit about somebody's partner, especially when it's something problematic like that, like cheating, ooh, you better have evidence. You better have evidence, because they will gaslight their partner. They will be like, oh, what are you talking about? They were drunk. They were high. That wasn't even me. I wasn't there. I wasn't this, blah, blah, blah. So I'm making sure to have proof.
Yeah, I agree.
Because half the time, I've seen situations go really wrong when somebody lets the other person know what's up and the messenger gets shot, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I'm not trying to lose my life.
It sucks, though, because it's like, if I was in that situation,
yeah,
I might just have to take the bullet.
Oof, I'm not trying
to do you know what I mean? Like, even if I had no proof, I feel like I would still be like, I gotta tell him.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Like, that's for me personally.
Oof, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, because here's my thing. I've been informed once, and this was like after, was this before, or was it, I think it was after me and my ex had broken up. I had somebody very close to me come to me and say, hey, I saw your man, because like they didn't know, thank God I didn't say anything, they didn't know that we had broken up,
right? So they came to you
and they came to me and they're like, I saw so-and-so with another girl and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, describe them, because, like, it could have been, like, a sibling or something, you know? Like, and so they tried to describe this certain person. And I was, even though, like, we weren't together or whatever, but, like, I was still skeptical because, A, I didn't trust that person as close as they are to me. I didn't trust them for good reasons, but, like, it just, I don't know. There was like a weird question in my mind. That's why I'm like, a part of me is kind of like, I need photo, I need proof, I need receipts. Because some people are evil and bad mind and will lie on your partner for no reason just to have you be single to go out with them.
Yeah.
Just, you know? So, I don't know, man.
Yeah. I mean, like, honestly, it's so hard, man. It's so hard because it's like, especially when you're going out here and like you're trying to like go out here and be messy and go through your slut season or whatever.
Yeah.
And even when you're not, like, it can just be so hard because it's like, it's so hard to be with somebody. Like, just generically, you know? It's so hard to be vulnerable with people. And so it's so hard to like put yourself out there and just like be there and allow yourself to get hurt, maybe.
No, thank you.
You know, and I feel like a lot of people, like, they're so scared of that they always end up, even when they have a good thing going, they always end up defending themselves on that, like, 0.1% chance that things are going to go wrong.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But with that being said, let us know, do you condone casual cheating? Are you making out with somebody in the bar and it's no big deal? Are you and your partner at home? Apparently my throat says no. But let us know. Make sure you're following the Instagram page at This Black Girl Podcast. And with that being said, it is your girl, Ola.Miss.Lola, without the H. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, and we will see you next week. And just an FYI, season 3 is almost over. There is literally 2 more episodes after this. And we are going to be on a mini hiatus prepping for season 4. So make sure you are caught up, up to date, up to snuff. Because when season 4 drops, if you guys don't know, ads are going to be running on season 3. So if you still want to enjoy This Black Girl podcast ad free, make sure you're caught up before season 4 drops. But with that being said, thank you for joining us for another week. And we look forward to the second last episode of the season.
Penultimate episode.
Right? Bye.
Bye.